We now focus on the land invasion issue in and around Lanesia. We're joined on the line this afternoon by Brother Adil Suji, who has been an activist on this particular issue. Brother Adil, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Perhaps you could begin by giving us an update on the extent of the land invasion in and around Lanesia.
An update, unfortunately, and in my update, I wish it was an update where it would be more positive. However, as most would be aware, you know, land invasions and land grabbing continues to happen in Lanesia. In fact, I think it's escalated in recent times. And we've reached a stage where we don't know what else, who else, where else to turn to. We and a few of us have been trying for the past few months, you know, all our efforts from government to civil organizations to the media to private people, engaging whoever, every political party from EFF to DA to the ANC, more recent in discussions with Al Jamaa, just to see how do we make progress, how do we handle and address the land issue or land invasion issue within the greater Lanesia area.
Does the entire process, or we'll say the effort behind the land invasion, does it seem coordinated, or is it something that is occurring randomly?
So most definitely, based on previous updates that I did give, as well as engagements with government, with other areas in the Deer, Midvaal, in other areas, there's definitely a syndicate involved. The land invasion issue seems to be more serious in Region G, which Lanesia is part of Region G. And most definitely, government has also acknowledged that there is a syndicate involved. However, government has promised and committed that they are investigating the syndicate and action will be taken. But to date, we've seen little response and little action from government. So there are two issues. The one is dealing with the people who have previously invaded land, and that needs to be dealt with. And the other is, how do we stop additional land being invaded? And government, unfortunately, has not shown any visible effort in dealing with both.
Yes. In terms of, you know, the logic and the reasoning behind, a lot of it has been blamed on Herman Mashaba and that he had told the EFF to take the land. Do you still find that type of rhetoric amongst the invaders?
I think the invaders are oblivious to the main reasoning behind it. You know, I think it started off at a higher level, and all indications and discussions we have, there is some truth in the DA surrendering Lanesia or Region G to the EFF, and that seems to have compounded the issue. However, you know, the people on the ground, the actual land invaders, and I must say, you know, they are also being taken advantage of, because they are paying for the land, and out of desperation, they are seeking also a living for themselves. And unfortunately, they do not understand the seriousness of it. You know, they are being misled currently by the syndicate and certain people within government as well.
Yes, unfortunate situation. Now, what is it that we can get? How can we get our residents of Lanesia involved? What is within our scope to respond to this?
So today, you know, I called Radio Islam, who, you know, given me the airtime and has been assisting, you know, in the past few months, if not years, you know, bringing attention to the land issues that we're currently having in Lanesia. However, today, you know, it was disheartening to see, with all the efforts that we made, all the strides, trying to get government on board. Most are aware that government actually came out to Lanesia, firstly, Tasnim Mutara a year or so ago to Lanesia South. And within this year, you know, the mayor coming over with Tasnim Mutara, with Faith Masibuko, giving commitment that, you know what, they will work with the residents of Lanesia, who are the biggest contributors to Region G's wallet, I must say. But unfortunately, nothing has transpired. What was very disheartening this morning was for me and for us to receive feedback that EFF were brazenly marking plots on the N12 that's between the Lanesia entrances, the one being entrance to Trade Route Mall, the other being where the Kabristan is, so the access to Flamingo. And the EFF were out there in numbers, all, you know, not hiding who they are, who they represent, a couple of them all with uniforms, marking land, going ahead, you know, without being stopped, without implications. And that becomes disheartening. And one has to ask the question, why? Why Lanesia? Why is this happening to us? And as much as I would want to find other answers, the true reason or one of the root causes is we are a community that are historically very passive. We are a community that sometimes allow ourselves to take advantage of, and we are a community of inaction. So as much as individuals have been trying, we have been trying to rally for the unity of the community, be it in social media, be it out to protest, be it to make a noise. And it's been disheartening and disappointing to see that although, you know, we call them keyboard warriors and people in it, you know, making a noise, we've been seeing the support has been minimal. So just to give you and contextualize that, in recent times in it, we said Twitter is an important social media. And today, many, if not all homes have access to social media. We are via various chat groups, and we've got access to over 5,000 people on our chat groups to say, respond to the mayor, you know, put it on Twitter, create a social media storm to say, you've forgotten about lands, what's happening with lands? And, you know, the numbers, if I tell you, is shocking. We had, I think, between when I saw about 35 Twitters, you know, or tweets. Now, 35, I mean, if we are really serious about getting our community right, you know, getting our doorstep cleaned and ensuring that our lives are safe and our properties retain their value, we need the commitment from each and every individual.
Certainly. Yes, a heartfelt plea, really, and we need to continue with the awareness in this regard. Brother Adil, we will continue highlighting this issue, certainly, and continuing to rally the community. We, you know, really listening to what you're saying, and it really does create shock and it is disappointment. May Allah make it easy for one and all. Jazakumullah khair for the update this afternoon.
Jazakallah. As-salamu.